Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Holy cow, Dave. I've heard of the Mickey Mouse song. I've never heard of this version. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app. Dave, if I'd heard this version of the Mickey Mouse Club March when I was a kid, I'd have been traumatized for years. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio or downloading the Odyssey app. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. The Mickey Mouse Club March by D Metal Stars. Wow. Okay. So Disney insider Nick Catarano loves working for Disney. What he doesn't love is that after 16 years of employment at Disney, he's being forced to either get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose his job. So the question is this even legal? What happened to my body, my choice? What happened to medical freedom or his employee rights, for that matter? Joining us now to discuss these and other questions is Nick Catarano. He's been a cast member with Disney for over 16 years, and he is appealing to Disney to stop the insanity of a mandated vaccine as a condition of employment, a situation many of us may very well be facing in the near future. Nick, thank you for joining us this evening.
John, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to come in here and tell my story and try to encourage all the Disney supporters out there that love Disney and use their products and visit their parks to reach out to Disney and let them know how they feel about these things.
Well, Nick, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to have you on because I think, you know, after what Joe Biden did on Thursday, I think this is a situation many, 100 million Americans may be facing in the very near future. And, you know, to be clear, it sounds like you are, frankly, of the same mindset as I am on this topic. And you know, it's about individual freedom and choice. For me, it's, you know, if somebody wants to get the vaccine, then go ahead, get the vaccine. That's their right to do so. But conversely, no government or business, for that matter, should be empowered to mandate the vaccine. And it should be a matter of personal choice. And it seems like that's what you're saying here. And I completely agree with you, my friend.
John, I absolutely agree with everything you just said. The interesting thing is everybody on this side of the argument who is against mandates and freedom of choice, we have no desire to enforce our beliefs on anybody else. What we just want is the freedom of our own choice and to have autonomy over our own bodies. It was really, you know, after Biden's speech Thursday night, and he mentioned Disney in particular, I decided to fight this, I don't know, 10 days ago or a little bit more. And as I was formulating my ideas and trying to write my op-ed, I never thought it was going to come to this. So it feels like I've been brought into this battle for such a time as this, not just against Disney, but against, and I don't feel I'm fighting Disney. I think I'm fighting the narrative that is creating the atmosphere that is creating these mandates. And we could clearly see it's coming from the top down. I don't know if Disney would have much of a choice, whether if they went on the other side and didn't mandate, the pressure would be great. But in light of all the truth and the empirical evidence and data coming out now, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
No, Nick, and I agree. I don't think you are necessarily fighting Disney. The company that owns this station is one of those companies. I've talked to many local businesses who have more than 100 employees who are likely to be facing this situation now that the president is trying to force every company in America with more than 100 employees, of course, other than those who endorsed him, to force their employees to get vaccinated. It should be pointed out that, you know, this is not your intention to attack Disney. You're trying to reason with them. I've read your letter. It wasn't like you were trying to go after them or you're threatening a lawsuit. It may come to that. But you're actually trying to be reasonable with them, right?
I am. In the midst of a very unreasonable situation, I'm really trying to – I got to imagine there are people in Disney leadership that don't like this idea as well. And some of the key points, just from my personal experience at Disney, there's many people right now that are fully vaccinated that are getting sick at work. They're disappearing for a couple of weeks. Some of them are really worse. Some of them are being hospitalized. Some of them are not having as bad as reaction. But the result is the same. They get COVID. They are in danger of spreading COVID. They're sent home. Last month, I got COVID, my wife and I, for the first time. I had to go away for a couple of weeks. I was fortunate enough to take ivermectin. I was better shortly after that, and I went back to work. So the idea, I think we all have the same goal. We want to protect our family members. We want to protect our neighbors, our coworkers, our guests. We want everything to go back into a sense of normalcy. But we don't want to spread this thing, but the vaccine is not the answer. It was kind of hopeful when it was rolled out, even though we didn't have enough data to know long-term what it would do to people. But we kind of all, I think, secretly hopeful, well, maybe this is a silver bullet, but now we know it's not. So that doesn't make any sense to mandate something that we know is not going to work.
Well, and Nick, you and many others, frankly, are arguing that these businesses are being forced to essentially commit crimes against their employees by violating their freedoms of medical choice, informed consent, conscience, because, you know, obviously I think there are going to be exemptions for religious because they have to do that under federal law. But there are people who just have conscience objections or who, you know, look, you're entitled to doubt. You're entitled to be a skeptic. And especially when you see some of the data that's come out, that's your right. If you want to be hesitant, you're allowed to be hesitant. And no employer should be able to force you to do something like that. Furthermore, no government should be able to do that. And when you see this data showing, you know, the vaccines can get spread, even folks who are vaccinated can die from COVID. Vaccines, though helpful, are ultimately ineffective when you want to talk about completely eradicating COVID. The vaccine's not going to do that. Why mandate them? That's the thing that gets me.
Yeah, I totally agree. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense on why they would do it. And the fact that they're demonizing people, I think Biden said, quote unquote, yesterday, we are going to protect the vaccinated workers from the unvaccinated coworkers. When you put that in context with Israel being 85% fully vaccinated with Pfizer and 9 out of 10, not just with symptoms, 9 out of 10 of those people have been hospitalized, are fully vaccinated. the numbers, the real world data is not adding up that this is any type of solution to achieving the goal of whatever, you know, eradicating this disease. And to put businesses and to put people's livelihoods, and another thing you had mentioned of being able to speak up, what I've noticed at Disney is now that I've stepped up, John, to speak up, and people are able to find me, even though I'm being blocked on Facebook from all these groups, I'm really having to do a grassroots campaign, and I'm thank God that there is media picking me up, and people are hearing me on these radio stations and podcasts around the country. But they're starting to email me and say they're isolated and they're scared, and they thought that they were the only ones in Disney that felt that way. And now I know there's hundreds of them coming out to me, and there potentially could be thousands. But in 2021, there are hundreds of people coming out thinking they're the only ones in all of Disney that feel this way. And that has been a result of the campaign of fear and isolation, where people are demonized as some terrible animal if they just question something that is reasonable to question in any other time in history. But this vaccine has been propped up like the golden calf or the savior somehow. And if you question it, you're this terrible, awful person. And it's just a weird narrative. And it's almost religious to me in a weird way.
I think the religious connotation is perfect. I'm glad you brought up that Israel case. You've got the case in Singapore where 3/4 of recent COVID-19 cases are folks who are vaccinated. And even the recent CDC study out of Massachusetts shows that 74% of people infected with COVID outbreaks were fully vaccinated. And that's in Massachusetts. So clearly, the vaccine isn't the perfect solution that we'd all hope for. It does then beg the question why the government and many private businesses are willing to violate our rights in order to make us take it. The next question then, the big question to Disney is, why are they willing to take this step? Did you think they did that because they were anticipating the government mandate, or was that something they did on their own, Nick?
John, I wish I knew. I feel a lot of the decisions Disney has made has been strategic in the sense of trying to make people feel safe.
Yeah.
A lot of people question, do masks work? And we went an extra step. We did masks and face shields. I didn't agree with the face shields, but I did understand that the perception of safety to the guests was definitely coming across. Because there's some, right or wrong, a lot of people feel unsafe or safer by different things. And I think, it could potentially be that Disney feels like the narrative is these vaccines help stop, eradicate, keep safe, and help us give a sense of normalcy again with that narrative. And maybe there's some feeling that by enforcing the mandate, it's a strong business decision. And I know I hear fellow workers at work thinking that this is the greatest thing ever. Now I'm going to feel safe coming into work. And of course, that doesn't make any sense because vaccinated people are getting sick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so and just, the other thing that frustrates me here is we're talking about violating people's medical rights, conscience objections, religious objections, all to, quote unquote, make people feel safe. And that's the thing that frustrates me most here is a lot of this is being done for optics and, for people's perceptions or people's feelings. And, since when did we enable our government to take away our rights to accommodate other people's feelings? It's a slippery slope. Nick, thank you again for sharing your story with us, my friend. Sadly, I imagine many more people will find themselves in the same situation you are in the near future. If folks want more information on your story, we've shared a link to your website on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if they want to help you fight for your medical rights or want information on how to do it themselves, they can visit. I love this website, by the way, but it's goofyvaccine.com, G-O-O-F-Y, Goofy, as in the character Goofy, vaccine.com, correct?
Correct. And right at the top, you could see what I could do to help fight. And there is a preset link to all the Disney head emails. You go in there, you populate it with your information, you write a little bit of how you feel about this, and it will populate into your email app, and it will fire off an email. And I encourage people, this fight is not just about Disney. This is about all of us. But please help galvanize a fight against Disney, because I think it'll send a message to the rest of the country. And we would love to have your support so that we could support everybody as well.
I think you're right, Nick. GoofyVaccine.com. I appreciate you, brother, for bringing us this story. Thank you again for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, country music artist, you're going to want to stick around for this. Country music artist and former Black Hawk aviator Ryan Weaver will be with us to share the story behind his 9/11 and Afghan War tribute song, Never Forgotten. We'll play a little of the song for you. It's an incredible song. He's got an incredible story to tell. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.